time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change. We all a part of God's great big family, and the truth, you know, love is all we need.
Welcome, welcome. Hi, everyone. This is Bobby Alia. Our show is called Let's Create a Better World. We talk about healthy aging, body, mind, spirit, exercise, yoga, meditation, and everything under the sun. We expose the bad things going on in the world, but we always try to come up with solutions. It's been a great week. I'm looking forward to a great show today with Tiffany Silver. She'll be on the line in a few minutes. She is a healer. She's an author.
Hi,
good, good. Okay. And she is also an intuitive medical person helping people with problems. And we're going to talk about a lot of things today. So be sure to listen to our show every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. For those of you that have friends that don't have a computer, they're not away from their computer, here's a number that people can call to hear the show on the phone. Area 712-432-7231. I'll give you that number again and my number at the end of the show. Also, if people want to hear previous shows, you just put the date in. First of all, you go to prn.fm, and instead of hitting archives, you hit shows, S-H-O-W-S, and then put in the name of the show, Let's Create a Better World, and the date of the show you'd like to hear. All right, let's get to our guests. She's going to be on for the full hour. Tiffany Silver is a healer, intuitive life coach, an author, and she specializes in transformational healing for individuals. Welcome to the show, Tiffany.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to have you here. You've got quite a bit of great information that we've read about, your book, which we'll talk about later. There's one thing, Tiffany, you had, like many people, you struggled in the early part of your life, and you got into this in a strange way. Tell our listeners about how you got into this and some of the struggles you had in your earlier part of your life.
Sure. So I've spent the last 17 years researching, discovering, traveling, and deepening my own process. I was about 24, and I was in and out of doctors all the time. I didn't feel well. My mind, my body, my spirit had broken down, and I experienced bouts of feeling suicidal, and I was physically sick all the time. So I went on a deep quest and journey around the world to find solutions that could be imparted to people that were accessible daily. And I committed myself to transforming my own life and finding the tools that were essential for people to transform their life. So I feel gained some powerful insight, and I look forward to sharing those tools today.
Well, you know, Tiffany, a lot of people go through things like that, and that's what it takes, something, a negative issue or something to overcome, a struggle, in order to change their life and go forward. And you've done that. I know that, and I'm very happy that you've done that. Tell our listeners a little more about your background, and then let's get into our more about what you do and how we can help our listeners.
Sure. I grew up in Arizona, and I have my Bachelor of Arts degree in psychology, but the degree that I feel is more effective in life is I have my GHD, my God's Honorary Disciple degree, because I feel like if we can study many things, but until we access it and apply it into our own lives, it's just on a piece of paper, or it's just a theory, or it's just in mind here. So what I've done is I've taken the words and the tools, and I've found a way to ask it to embody it in my body so that actively and presently daily.
Great, great. Now, you're an intuitive life coach. I think our listeners know what that means, but describe a little more on how you help people transform their lives through your intuitive life coaching.
Sure. So many people know what a life coach is, which is someone who guides you on your path and can take problems and help find easy, accessible solutions. An intuitive is somebody that taps into things on an energetic level. So I'm given guidance and information. I can see people's energy, and I can understand what they're thinking and feeling, which gives me further insight into helping them find solutions that are specific for their personal case. So I'm utilizing my intuition, which we all have, and we've not developed and into more. And then I'm helping people find tools and access places within them that will create the shift that they're looking from going from where they are to where they want to be. I just wrote a blog on Huffington Post on Are You Following Your GPS, Your God-Powered System? And so everyone has the capacity to tap into their own internal guidance system and know that they're in the flow with wherever it is they need to go, and that there's always an opportunity to learn and to benefit from whatever they're.
Okay, and you do a lot of transformation for individuals, and you've just mentioned some of it right now. Can you go a little deeper into how you, if one of our people on the phone calls you eventually, or just you, a new person, how do you help transform their lives?
So the benefit of being an intuitive is once I'm on the phone with someone or I'm in person with someone, I start to feel what they're experiencing, and I can also see the energy. So I'm able to help them to clear trauma. And what I do is I refocus them into finding the benefits of how all of their life has served them till now. I get their minds quiet, and I give them strategies and tools that they can use daily for living the life they desire and choose, and really helping people access presence and access acceptance, because I think acceptance is the number one thing that will transform a person's life, is bringing people into awareness and accepting what is. In order to go from where we are to where we want to be, we have to accept what has been. We can clear the energy that has lodged in ourselves, and then we have to learn to train our minds and our hearts and our bodies to go toward what we focus on. So it's like a horse, you know. You want to get on the horse, and you want to steer the horse in the direction of your desires. So, you know, we're these wild energies. We're always thinking and feeling, and we're all over the place. So it's learning to focus in or you know, live a walking meditation where you're conscious of what you're thinking and feeling so that you have confidence on a conscious level and an unconscious level. So you're merging those two worlds.
That's great. Beautiful. You know, I read a lot of materials, and I understand you have 5 easy principles. I read about them. They sound outstanding. Could you go into each of those 5 and how that can help people?
So maybe you can be more specific of which 5 principles you're talking about. Because the
That's right. That's right. You have something called 5 easy principles: acceptance, allowing, remembering, I can't read my writing here.
Embracing and surrendering.
Right, that's it. Yeah.
Correct. Yes.
Can you touch on those, please?
Sure. So I believe in life the way in which to live a life that is fulfilling is to learn to listen to our hearts. And in order to listen to our hearts, we have to come into a conversation with ourselves so that we can be present to what we're experiencing. So these principles of accepting, allowing, remembering, surrendering, and embracing is a way to navigate ourselves back into a system of being with what's showing up. So I'm going to give you an example. If I gave you an apple and you ate it and you eliminated it, is it your apple? Is it your apple?
Yeah. Well, it was my apple.
Well, it was. So it's an experience you're having, correct? So it's moving through you. Now, yeah. A piece of that apple can become part of your experience, but it's not your apple. It's not my apple. It's just an experience you're having. So it's moving through you like energy in motion, okay? So
right.
Is eating an apple good or bad?
Pardon me? Is it what?
Is eating an apple good or bad? It's a sort of a trick question.
Yes, it's great.
Well, what if it's poisonous?
What is it? What? I'm sorry. I'm so
confused. I said, what if it's poisonous? If it's poisonous, it's not good to eat the apple,
oh, absolutely.
Correct?
No, absolutely. So, it's got to be good. It's got to be healthy. It's got to be,
because
to me,
thing.
It's got to be organic.
So here's the thing. Eating an apple isn't good or bad. It is what it is, because if you like apples, right. It can be nutritious. If you don't like apples, it can be harmful. So
that's
give the value and meaning to every experience you're having, okay? So since
right.
you give value and meaning to every experience you're having, eating an apple isn't good or bad, and it's just an experience you're having. The same application we use for this theory goes toward what we do with our emotions that are energy in motion. So when we have access to experiencing what we're really feeling and we let go of it without the judgment of it being good or bad, and we just show up for what it's presenting to us because there's an opportunity, right? Then we
right.
can step into acceptance, because if we can understand, okay, I had something happen, I feel hurt, disappointed, it's an experience, what can I learn? How can I grow, and how can I benefit from this experience? And in moving forward, if this were to occur again, how can I respond in a new way? Surrendering is trusting that there's always a bigger picture in our field, which is called the one mind consciousness, that everything is being coordinated on your behalf because you have set intentions in your life to arrive somewhere. So if you are saying, I want to live an impeccable, amazing life, and I want to surround myself with people who are, you know, in truth and astounding, then all those people who may not be in alignment with that may leave you because you've got a path of intention. So while we may think, oh, my God, why is this happening to me? What did I do wrong? What I have written about in the book is rejection. It's the protection. It's the redirection. So in life we get given circumstances. We don't always understand those circumstances. So what we do is we surrender to the process and we trust the flow. Embracing is the same concept. We're embracing what's showing up, accepting, embracing, allowing. It's the same concept. So what's happening is we're having experiences, certain situations are showing up, and we delve inside and ask ourselves, what can we learn? How does this benefit us? How is this in alignment with what I've been thinking? Maybe consciously, maybe unconsciously. Maybe you think things and you don't even realize you're thinking it, but that's also setting an intention. Okay?
Right. Very, very good. So a little more on the other ones, allowing, remembering, embracing.
So, remembering.
If you'd like to talk about those.
Yeah, so remembering is, you know, none of us are learning anything new. What we're doing is we're remembering everything that is innate in our intelligence. We have a wisdom in our bodies. And so when we wake up to love, into accepting or allowing what's showing up, we then fill our body with love, and love can create much more than separation, hurt, and pain. So this remembrance is a remembrance of us tuning back into our perfection of our beings, tuning into the miracle that we were all born as, because we all were born as miracles, miraculous. And so this remembrance is tuning back in to the heart, awakening the heart, and creating a conversation between the head and the heart so that we can focus our path toward living a life that brings us presence and deeper joy in our experiences, even the ones that we deem bad. Because even in the bad, as we so call it, judge it, right, which most people live in this duality or polarity, there's a benefit to that bad, because the bad makes a distinction or gives us an ability to make a distinction between what we like and what we don't like. So when we know what we don't like, we can move more toward what we do like. Right? Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah. Very good. Excellent. Yes. I want to switch subjects unless you want to continue on that one. To self-growth, positive thinking, being grateful. We've had a show on and a couple shows in the last few months about strictly that with some great guests. And we tell our listeners that what you think is what you get. And I wake up every morning and I'm just grateful that I'm alive and for all the good things that I have, with a car or a place to sleep or a stove or a bathroom. And how many people around the world don't have that? And then I never mention what I don't have or what I need or what I want. I like your take on that.
So let's talk about that, because there's a wonderful way in which we can start to really create transformation in our lives today, which is making a distinction between what we want and what we don't want. So the universe does not know the difference between what we want and what we don't want. It only knows what we focus on. So it's really an energetic vibration or a resonance. So even if we're saying, I don't want this, but you're in resonance with putting out a feeling of what you do want, you're going to more likely get what you do want, because the universe is instantaneous and it's always new. So we're always recreating. It's moment to moment, right, which is so beautiful, which is what presence is. Moment to moment, we can redirect our energy, our minds, our hearts, our focus. Focusing on what we don't want will literally bring to us more of what we don't want. So if somebody's saying, I don't want to fight, or I'm not a fighter, they're actually calling in what they are, and they're creating more of that, right? So,
right.
So, you know, if people today who are listening can just make that distinction, focusing and redirect or relanguaging your life, if you hear someone talking about, I don't want this, I don't want this, you can very gently redirect them and say, well, what do you want? And once a person starts to understand what they do want, then they can move their attention and focus toward what they do want. So it's just a slight distinction, but it makes all the difference in the world. And I really like what you said about gratitude. There have been so many studies on how just spending 2 minutes a day focused on what you're grateful for can really shift your mindset, because I think so often in America, we are overstimulated and we lose sight of all the amazing things that we're given. Just the fact that we get to drive a vehicle, that we have roads to drive on, that we have, you know, a system, that we have phones to communicate with. We have so much. And so being in, I like to call it, is gratefulness, R-E-A-T, fullness, and bringing that gratitude, that attitude of gratitude, you know, focusing 10 things that you're grateful for. Thank you for my eyesight. Thank you that I have hands to shake people's hands. Thank you for my arms to hug. Thank you for the food that I'm eating. Thank you for my digestion. Thank you for my perfect health, for the money I do have in my wallet today. So many people are so focused on what they're getting later, they forget to say thank you for what they have now and, you know, what you appreciate.
Right. Good. Excellent. For those of you who came in late, I'm Bobby Elias. This is Let's Create a Better World, and I'm speaking with a great healer, Tiffany Silver. She is an innovative life coach and author, and we're going into lots of different things about what she's got in her new book, which we'll talk about later. Back on the subject of, first of all, I wanted to know that the name of the show is Let's Create a Better World, and one of the people that recommended you, Dr. Sarah Larson, who you know very well. And she's also been she's been a co-host on this show. She's been a guest on this show, both. And she and I, just so everyone knows, are going to be doing a show on August the 16th, tentatively, on aging, on healthy aging. We're going to go through about 15 different things that people can do to live longer. And one of them I'm going to mention now, and I like your take on it, and that is I did a show about 3-4 weeks ago with another guest, and we came up with this, that people that are happy, it was a show about happiness and love, mostly happiness, people that are happy all the time and positive and in life with nature and the universe live longer and have a positive outlook, of course. They live 5 to 10 years longer than they would normally. And on contrary to that, people that are angry and toxic and upset and complaining all the time and just a grouch as they get older, they live far less than they would maybe 5 or 10 years,
but
even more.
You know why? Because that attitude of pain and separation creates acidity in the body, and so what most likely happens is the body deteriorates and disease ensues. So
exactly. That's
the distinction, because when you are filling your cells with love and presence, you can alkalize your body through your mind. And alkalizing So we have a pH balance. And so keeping an alkaline mind is just as important as keeping an alkaline pH. It's a, it's your blood, right? Your blood has a certain pH. And so when right. you an alkaline mind and body, and you even, like there's even affirmations that I believe you can say, my body and mind are alkaline. That's an affirmation I've given to my clients. My body and mind are alkaline. Just to create a shift in awareness, because so many people are focused on what they're not getting. Oh, my God, I'm eating terrible. I'm so acidic. I'm so, you know, I feel terrible. I'm so sick. I'm sick. I'm so sick. And energy goes where focus flows. So you focus on what you don't want. Once again, we get what we don't want. So
I like what you said about how – I like what you said about how your mind and body can be alkalized. They're thinking their thoughts, because most people think the word alkaline means alkaline water, and it does. But it also means alkaline food. It means everything about you should be alkaline as opposed to toxic and acidic, right?
I know people who eat very healthy, and their thoughts are so acidic, so they stay sick. So we, you know, we're not just one-dimensional. We're working on many different dimensions. There are things off the radar that you can't see, and then there are things that are the visible, physical, tangible. So because we're working multidimensionally, right, we have to look right. at things from every perspective. It's like being in a stadium, okay? You're not going to understand what it's like to sit on the ground floor if you're sitting in the bleachers. So in life, we want to take on every role, because every role has a different perspective or outlook. So if we're sitting down on the ground floor, we've got one perception of what the game is. If we're sitting in the bleachers, it's another perception. So what I like to do is I like to take on all sides, because that gives me more foresight into, you know, understanding other people and having compassion for their choices, and also having compassion for my own guidance in what I'm doing. Not making people right or wrong, not saying, well, if you don't eat alkaline, you're going to be sick. People can heal all the time and not change their diet. It's shifting the mindset, and it's not changing who you are. It's shifting the perceptions of what you're thinking about, and learning to embrace and be real with what you feel. Because I love the concept of being happy, but I believe that we are living in duality, polarity. So I don't think that we're going to be happy all the time. I think we're going to contrast in emotions. But the more acceptance or awareness or presence you have in your life, the more you can embrace what shows up and then not feel the stress of that dichotomy of those extreme emotions. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. Very good. I'd like to talk about your book, because we have a lot of listeners that want to – what is it that brought you about to writing this book? What is it you really wanted to get across to people? I know it's a number of things, but get into that a little bit with our listeners,
okay.
please.
So I wrote the book actually 5 years ago when I was working very intensely with many, many clients. I was traveling. I was teaching. And I found that there were tools that I was helping my clients access that I was like, these have power and presence, and they're simple, and I haven't found them in other books. I found things similar, so why don't I share with my clients? So originally I started writing this for my clients, because I said, well, if I'm going to teach them and they're going to, you know, share this information with me, let me give them, you know, a manual, a tool book for them to go deeper with these tools. And what I really found in the book is I really would like to help people go from victim-perpetrator into an empowered co-creator, and recognize that the power lies within them, and that they are the authority of what they think and feel, and that nobody can make you think or feel anything, because you are in charge of your own mindset. So getting people out of living and blaming the external world and coming into understanding of how did I help create this, and if I did create this consciously or unconsciously, what can I do to keep focusing my energy on what would, you know, improve my life? So it's a teeter-totter, right? And can you enjoy the teeter-totter? Absolutely.
Wow, that's great. Go ahead.
Can we enjoy the game of life? We absolutely can. And can we enjoy the contrast?
Absolutely. That's the beauty of life. And we talk about happiness and people to get out to nature. Do everything you want to do. Live life to the fullest. I have friends that I go dancing. I teach dancing. Go to the opera. Go to a musical. Go to hear a certain entertainment group play. Go to the park. Take your shoes off and walk around and ground yourself. And just be with the birds and the squirrels and the penguins and the lake and with all the fish and the birds. Enjoy life. Enjoy nature. That's what life's all about. So we
need
to have
people
do more of that.
I like your point, Bobby. We should talk about grounding, because I think grounding is a very important thing that most people don't even know what that means.
Explain. Go ahead. I know what it means, and I do talk about it, but I want your take on it. Please.
Sure. For me, grounding is really centering in your body, really occupying your body, because sometimes we're hovering over ourselves. We're outside of ourselves, thinking ourselves, as opposed to inside feeling what we're truly experiencing. So grounding, one tool that I give my clients is just sending a grounding cord or column down into the ground. So imagining a golden light column coming out of the base of your spine, right? So
mm-hmm.
it's a light column
right.
or a cord, and I like to make it wide. And just imagining that wrapped around you, anchoring you, and then dropping it all the way to the earth into the lava, and just feeling what it feels like to just have your feet on the ground, because it's really nice when we occupy our bodies. And it's much nicer when we occupy our bodies as opposed to letting other people occupy our bodies or not being in our body. So I love connecting to Earth. I love that, have all of these ways in which to connect to the elements.
Wow.
Which leads to the fact that I have a retreat coming up based on the five elements in September. Can you hear me?
For those who... Go ahead. Yeah, well, phone's going in and out a little bit.
I have a retreat coming up based on the five elements, where I will be teaching these tools, how to connect to the earth and the different elements in our physical, mental, spiritual, emotional body. So that's exciting mm-hmm. that you brought up the grounding.
Excellent, excellent. For those of you coming in, I'm speaking with Tiffany Silver, a healer, intuitive. And she's got a book coming out. She's doing a retreat soon. And next thing I'd like to talk about, Tiffany, is
actually, the book came out. The book came out. It's on Amazon, and it's available today.
Great, great. At the end of the show, we'll give you all that information, her contact information. I'm going to give you my number also, because I'm always looking for suggestions on making this a better show. The name of this show is Let's Create a Better World, and in it, that means a lot of things, Tiffany, and one of them is what we're talking about, how people can live better. We seem to have found that one of the major problems causing illness, mental and physical, is stress. And to me, stress, a lot of it has to do with fear, people afraid of things. Could you go into that, please?
Sure. So I have a fear is forgetting every awesome reality. That's what I wrote in my book, or forgetting every available resource, right? So when we're in fear,
right.
we're in separation, and we are out of love. We are projecting now into the future, or we're focused on the past, and we're forgetting our moment and our power of what do I do right here, right now? And the number one thing that I found into helping someone move through fear is to sit and really, really tune in to the emotional body. So the question would be this. This is a great tool for people to access. What is it I'm not wanting to see, feel, hear, or say? If somebody can tap into, sitting quietly, what they're not wanting to experience or express. Now, I'm doing it in the deliberate way of focusing on what I don't want, because in this case, so often we're pushing away what we don't want, and that's why we're suffering, because it's hovering in our energy field around us. It's not going anywhere. The pain, the fear, the thoughts, the running wild, like the wild horse, right? So we have to tame
right.
it by bringing it in. If we love what we don't like, or if we can accept what we think is unacceptable, we will shift the energy. It's the judgment of thinking things need to be different, as opposed to accepting what's showing up and then saying, what can I learn from this? How can I remember who I am? Where am I out of love? Where have I let my thoughts get so aberrant and distracted that I'm focusing constantly on what I don't want? Because the fear comes from letting the mind go to a place of what you don't want. So you have to tame it by bringing it in and saying, well, what do I want? And how do I want to feel? The thing is that why we can really spin in fear is that we're living in the unknown uncertainty, right? And so we're off for certainty in our emotional body. So if we don't know what we don't know, we can let our mind go wild and the imagination will run. You know, we're very creative. So that creative force equally used in producing the positive. However, you cannot get focused on what you want if you don't get real with what you feel. So the best way to help yourself move through fear is to have a conversation with yourself and really see what's showing up. And then most likely, most of the time, the things that we fear don't happen anyways. So we have to converse with ourselves, right?
Right.
And give ourselves permission to have the conversation that's scary, which is, okay, I am sad, or I don't believe, and that's okay too. It's okay to lose faith. It's okay to have these emotions. Once you give yourself permission, it's like a conversation you have with a friend. Once you've expressed it, you get over it, and then you move on to something else. Because the body will constantly regenerate and renew itself. But if you lock it down and you don't even bring awareness to it, that's where we get stuck, and that's where we get sick. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense. Let's talk about love. As I said, we had a show recently mostly about happiness but also about love. And one of the things because the show ended so quick and we got to that subject, we didn't get a chance to say something that I think is very important. One of the first steps, if not the first, for people to understand what love is and to get into love is, number one, love yourself. Because if you don't love yourself, you're going to have a lot of problems in life. You have to learn to do it. Just appreciate, as we said earlier, all the good things about yourself. Be grateful for what you have and who you are. Don't think about all the negative things, because that's just going to screw you up. So love yourself. Love everything about you. Love whatever you have. Be grateful for what you have. But most of all, and to love other people. Love your family, your friends, even those that have hurt you. You've got to forgive them. I like your take on love, and if you'd like to, get into forgiveness, you can get in that one too.
Sure. So I learned that forgiving is actually, if we break it up into two words, it's forgiving, for sharing, for caring. And so we're not forgiving because people do something wrong. We're forgiving because we're showing compassion to this human dynamic that everyone is experiencing the same emotions, and that we don't always know what we're doing. But we're always, if we set the intention that we're always doing our best, then we can be gentle with ourselves and say, you know what, I did my best, and there's obviously a resonance for what is happening for the highest good for me. Love is such an interesting topic, because I wrote about it in my book when I was, 20 years ago when I was very sick. Everybody kept saying, love yourself, love yourself. Well, I was so young, and I said, well, I don't know what love is. What does that mean? I don't even have a concept of what love is. So it's really great that you're taught me to love myself, but if I knew how to do that, when I do that? So I think that, like you said, it's not even something that we learn. It's something that we have to remember, and it goes back to that acceptance. It goes back to being present to the emotions that we judge, because we have this expectation that if I love you, it's because you act a certain way. We do that to ourselves. Well, I'm lovable if I perform. I'm not lovable if I don't perform. I'm lovable when I do it right. I'm not lovable when I don't do it right. So the key to loving oneself is be accepting of this journey that's unfolding of our own learning, because there's triggers. We're always going to get triggered. Each one of us is our own emotional dynamics. And so when we're in these relationships, we come in fully loaded with expectations. And we place those expectations, I think, first and foremost on ourselves. I believe we're projecting out what we feel deep inside of ourselves, and we are seeing ourselves in the other. So if you are a person who's seeing negativity, pain, blame, it's really within you to get to a place where you can start to go, you know what, that is you. And when you start to accept that you are all that you see, then it no longer has power over you. That's where you can get to the place of love again. Because we keep thinking everything else. Really, it's part of our consciousness that is resonating, vibing out, thinking. So the universe is in people, places, and situations who will demonstrate what we feel in. So if we think the world is a friendly place, we're going to go and everybody's going to be friendly. If we think the world is a dangerous, scary place, we're going to keep encountering danger. So I love the concept of loving oneself, but loving oneself is about getting in touch with what one feels in order to start to bring compassion. And I think compassion goes hand in hand with love. Compassion to what one is experiencing. Sometimes people don't want to be in gratitude. Sometimes people want to stay angry, and that can be a great too for a time being. We don't want to indulge the emotions. We want to give them a voice and then reverse to focusing on what we do want. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense.
Okay, cool.
I'd switch to another subject, and that is, I know you have a lot of people come to you, and you're in your work, and like you said earlier, when you were younger, you didn't really know what love was all about. But stress, love, happiness, those are all important things. What do you see as some of the biggest problems, not only in this country, but on the world, that people are having? What kind of problems are they having? And give us some take on little things that people can do to turn that around.
So for me, Bobby, I'm not focused on people's problems. I'm focused on what's showing up. And the number one thing that is showing up is that people are lacking presence. We're constantly vacillating between, like you said, the pain of the past or the fear of the future and those replicating themselves. So, okay,
right.
If we're to say what's the problem, right, I would say the
right.
solution would be to get in a conversation with who we've been and who we would like to become and bring in awareness, because awareness can shift the whole game. It's like once somebody is witnessed in their greatness, they have more self-fulfillment and confidence. So once we start witnessing or affirming the great things we've already done, I mean, you know, mothers are a tremendous force to be reckoned with because they bring in life. And I know so many mothers that don't even recognize their capacity because they're now chasing a career. But the fact that they birthed a child and are maintaining that child 24/7, so in the recognition of what's already working. So in life, how we build on what's good is we keep focusing on what's working. There's a system called network spinal analysis. Whenever it's about moving the energy in the spine, they always focus on what's working. Because if we go to what's not working, we'll get more of what's not working. It's like a healthy baby and a sick baby. You put the healthy baby next to the sick baby gets better, not the other way around. Love has a strong vibrational force.
So, in other words, you want to be around good things, and that comes to something else I want to bring up, and that is, one of the things that we talk on the show about on various times is you want to be around good people, happy people, people that are, sure, you're going to have family that have problems, and you want to help them, of course, and you do. But in life, you want to stay away from negativity and be around a loving, beautiful, positive world. That's not easy. A lot of people tell me, oh, man, I got so much problems, I can't do
that. Let's talk about that, because See, that's the thing is there's a law of inclusion. So what you avoid, you actually call toward you. So you don't want to avoid the negativity. You don't want to avoid negative. You don't want to avoid what you don't want because you actually call that further to you. Yes, it's important to surround yourself with positive influences, but what may be positive for one may not be positive for the other. So that's independent, right? So that's where we get out of judgment. Maybe smoking for one person is good for one, but not good for another. Maybe drinking is good for one, not good for the other. So we want to reserve judgment for God, right? That's not our job. We're here minding our own business, and what you do for yourself, you do for the world. So what matters is focus on yourself. How do you want to show up in the world? How do you want to feel? If you are in acceptance with what you are doing, your behavior, it doesn't matter what the world thinks. But I don't believe in avoiding negativity because you will draw that closer. It's actually embracing it and putting it in your heart and seeing what you can do to love it more. How do I accept the unacceptable? How do I accept the jealousy, the anger, the pain, the murder, the hitting, the war? How do I find appreciation for this awesome world that we get to create and we get to focus our energies? So I think in theory it would be great to avoid negativity, but I don't think it's possible. Like I said, when you get to a place of isness, like the apple, right, it's not good or bad, then you just experience contrast and you go through the motions, and it may be painful, but it's just an experience. Does that make sense?
A lot of sense, yes. I'd like to turn to another subject, if you want to continue on that. There's a lot of change going on in this country. If you recall, back 10, 20, 30 years ago, different kinds of modalities were coming in, such as acupuncture, acupressure, chiropractic work. It wasn't accepted years ago, but things are changing. A lot of people are turning more spiritual, turning more into holistic health. But there's still a large number of people in the health industry, doctors, the medical, all these pills they give you. We need more people like yourself, and we need more radio shows like what I'm doing here and the station, Progressive Radio Network. And it's changing. It's taking time. Change is slow, as Dr. Martin Luther King said. But I want to get your thoughts on the system of the regular medical system, or how psychiatrists and other counselors treat people, and how yours is different than that, and why I know yours is better, absolutely, but why is it better, and a little more in-depth on that, please.
Okay, so let's not make comparisons of better and worse. It's just different, and it's appropriate for what is resonant with the people that are ready for what I have to offer. And the people that are more progressive, like you and I, who are tapping into this miraculous ability to transform in every moment, right? The matrix of transformation. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful system. Not everybody is ready to embrace and embark upon their own internal journey. So there is a place and time for all things. I used to be a person where I denied the Western approach. And what I found in my life right now is I'm focused on balance. There's a time and place and space for everything, and there's enough for everyone. So we don't want to get into judging or criticizing what others are doing. We want to stay laser focused on what we're doing. And the more we focus on that, the more we expand in that. So, yes, surround yourself with the things that excite you and delight you, and let everybody else do their thing, because it's none of your business, because everybody has their place. People will go to what's resonant. If people need to deal with their fear through cutting things out, that's how they're going to deal with it. It doesn't matter if I say, well, I've got another system for you, because if their system is to stay in that mindset, that's what's resonant with them. So like I talked about earlier, everything is a vibration, and so we don't want to be in exclusion. We want to be in inclusion. So if we want the world to be a better place, we have to focus within first and focus on the peace that resides within us, because that judgment or that separation of thinking there's things that are right and wrong create that judgment within us, thinking we're right and wrong. Okay, I didn't say it right. That makes me bad. No, you said it. So what I've really established lately is I'm setting a standard for myself, and that intention is I'm always doing my best. So no matter what's happening, I've set that standard of I'm always doing my best. So at the end of the day, I can be more compassionate to what's happening inside of me and what's happening around me. Does that make sense to you?
A lot of sense. Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we want our listeners to know. We have time for about 7, 8, 9 minutes. I'd like to see if you could slowly give your contact information, and then we have time to finish up with some final thoughts.
Sure.
Go ahead and talk about your book, your retreat, how people can reach you, et cetera. Go right ahead.
Wonderful. Okay, so there's a few things happening. I have a webinar coming up for July 24th to July 27th. I will only be speaking on July 27th. It is called Passions and Purpose Summit. You can find all my information on Facebook. I post regularly. You can also write me on my website for any other information. I also am going to speak in Chicago at... That is August 1st through the 3rd at the Conscious Living World Fair. So consciouslivingworldfair.com, August 1st through the 3rd in Chicago. If anybody would like to come join me, I will be promoting my book and sharing it there. You can also get a copy of my book on my website, Tiffany Silver, S-I-L-V-E-R, love, L-O-V-E.com. And you can click on the Amazon link and buy my book. It will be shipped to you. And I also have a wonderful retreat that is my baby right now, September 29th through October 4th, and that will be in Kauai, Hawaii. And what we will be doing is we will focus on five elements: earth, air, fire, metal, and water. And we will be taking excursions, we'll be ziplining, we'll be taking boats, we'll be seeing whales, we'll be going to spiritual vortexes, crystals. And then with me, we will be doing the blessings and healing, quieting the mind. I'll be clearing trauma from my clients. I'll be giving them tools to access deeper self-love. I feel the most important relationship we ever have is with ourselves and the Creator. So I will help people deepen in their relationship with themselves and the Creator and come to a place of awareness and peace with what's showing up in the world and give them tools that they can take into the world and work daily. So you will also get those tools from my book. So the retreat is September 29th through October 4th. So it's 5 nights, 6 days. Based on the five elements, we're going on fun adventures, fire ceremonies and hula and zip lining and water and the ocean and just the energy of the island. And, you know, the bonus, I get to come along and share the transformation blessings and quiet your mind and just let you really experience yourself, you know, and
right.
Really you experience the true you, the authentic you. There's nothing to do. There's just the enjoyment of being with what shows up. And so it's such a gift, and I feel so fortunate that I've been able to acquire so many tools around the world that I can impart to my clients and the people that get to participate with me. If you would also like to book a private session, I do work over the phone. I do long-distance sessions, and I also work in person in Los Angeles, California. I travel locally, and I also do personal life maker transformational retreats. Those are 2 to 3 days, and I do travel around the world for those. So this is what's going on with me. If you'd like more information, you can go to my website, TiffanySilverLove.com, or you can call me for a free 15-minute consultation at 310-804-0345. So join me on my webinar, join me in Chicago, join me on my retreat to Kauai, come get a private session and create your own internal life transformation. We can do a lot. My sessions run about 2 hours, and I'm able to really help people center and clear very swiftly. What would take people 5 months, I do in 5 hours. So it's amazing. Excited to share. Appreciate your time, and this was just beautiful. And the title of my book, by the way, is Silver to Gold, The Alchemy of the Feminine Heart. Silver to Gold, The Alchemy of the Feminine Heart. You can get that on my website at TiffanySilverLove.com, or you can buy it on Amazon as well. Both places lead you there. So thank you so much, Bobby. It was fun.
Great. Well, one more thing. Just do 1 minute, last-minute inspiration, motivation for our listeners, a 1 minute closing thoughts.
Sure. I invite you all to spend 2 minutes a day focusing on what you're grateful for and tuning in and learning how to access your inner emotions. So asking yourself what you're not wanting to see, feel, hear, or say. Take a moment of taking inventory, tuning into the body, looking and seeing what shows up, and then focusing your energy on what you do want. And take a moment while you're in gratitude to see images that correlate to the things you're grateful for, or even images of what you'd like to create, because the universe doesn't know the difference. So we are our own actor, director, producer. You know, we set the stage. So if you can see it, you can achieve it. So visualize, stay in gratitude. And the last thing I want to emphasize, which is so important, and I'm going to be focusing a lot on this in my retreat, is breath work. the more you can tap into your breath, that can slow everything down. It can actually create a shift in your physiology. And when you can breathe, so we breathe ourselves naturally, but when you can consciously take deep breaths in through your nose and out your mouth, it can slow everything down, and that can actually reduce stress and bring a person into more balance. So the assignment is a minute of gratitude and a minute of breathing, or do it simultaneously. So spend 2 minutes. Give yourself some time and attention for yourself to direct your energy toward what you would like to create in your life, and be very focused and deliberate and intentional, and that will bring more awareness, play, joy. And I have one other prayer. I'd like to say, God or Creator, thank you for bringing me the right people, places, and situations for the highest good. And that's sort of my insurance policy. So if I say that every day, I know that no matter what happens, good, bad, and different, I set the tone that I'm always attracting in the right people, places, and situations that will benefit the growth and evolution of my being. So that's it for me.
Thank you so much for being on the show. Your book is great. Your work is great. And I want people to stay in touch with you and, of course, this show. Thank you so much, Tiffany.
Wonderful. Have a beautiful day. Lots of love to your heart. And to all of you, thank you so much.
Beautiful. What a wonderful young lady. That's Tiffany Silver, who intuitive life coach, healer, author, and her new book is out, A Retreat Coming Up. And here's her number if you want to have a question for her or like to consult her. Free, 310-804-0345. Now, let's just talk about Let's Create a Better World, Healthy Aging. I'm Bobby Elias. I'm going to give you my phone number. If you have ideas, suggestions, or thoughts about this show, previous shows, or future shows, ideas, always looking for the best of the best. I'm Bobby Elias, and my phone number is area 323-770-1925. If you want to hear some of our previous shows in the archives, hit PRN, which stands for Progressive Radio Network, .fm. And look under shows, S-H-O-W-S, and you can hear previous shows. You need to put the date in. You might have to put the name of the show. Let's Create a Better World. Tell your friends that don't have a computer or a laptop, or they're not near one. They can hear the show on the number I'm going to give you right now, which is 712-432-7231. I want to tell you that on August the 16th, which is a Saturday morning, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, we'll be having a show with myself and Dr. Sarah Larson, who is a not only an intuitive healer, she is a holistic medical doctor. She's wonderful. She has been a co-host on this show. She's been a guest on this show. And we're going to go into anti-aging. We call it healthy aging. We're going to hit about 15 different subjects on aging. So you want to be sure to hear that show Saturday, August 16th, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Let's Create a Better World is on every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. I want to make thanks to all the great people that helped put this show together. Our engineer, Martin. Thank you, Martin, in the New York studio. Also want to thank Gary Null for having this station and all the great work he does. Also want to thank the producer, Progressive Radio Network, again in New York studio, and that's Jason. Want to thank Jimmy D., our producer in Los Angeles. Our associate producer has been a real workhorse, doing a lot of great stuff. That's Stuart Hassel. And I want to thank you, the listeners. If you have any suggestions, I'll give you my number one more time. That's 323-770-1925. Love to hear from you, your ideas on future shows. We have some great shows coming up in the future about stem cells, about, as I mentioned earlier, healthy aging, yoga, dance. We talk about a lot of great things. So stay with us. Thank you so much. And now to our music to finish up the show. Have a good day, and we'll see you next week here.
Summertime, and the living is easy. fish are jumping and cotton is high.